go on to a Lulzilla. If you want the raw feeds for headlines you may have missed, you're going to have to go to pgnews.com/HM. Lulzilla, P.G. Gordy puts, that's me, extra lulls in the strange, the odd, and the weird news fires of the day at pgnews.com/LZ. Updated Monday through Friday, noon Eastern time. And there you can see, if you're watching the video, our top story. Florida man pretended to be a cop, police say. He was arrested after trying to pull over a real detective. One night, a man was driving down the road, minding his own business. He was in Florida, so he knew, yeah, I better be on the watch out for Florida man. Just because you live in Florida and you're a man doesn't mean you're Florida man. He drove calmly, certainly, until suddenly there were sirens. He knew what sirens were because, well, he was a cop. He was a detective, so he didn't drive around in a marked vehicle. The sirens kept going, so our detective pulls over and is greeted by Officer Matthew Joseph Harris, the guy in the picture if you're watching the video, a.k.a. Florida man. Officer Harris supplied his ID to our detective, who recognized a Florida man moment when he saw it and promptly arrested the faux officer on the spot. At least Florida man, Officer Harris, wasn't packing real heat. All the detective found in his car was an air assault pistol. And this somehow seems fitting. Our Lulzilla headlines. Before there were Incas, there were Beertopia. There was Beertopia. That's right. Constant flow of beer kept the pre-Incan Wari culture stable for half a millennia. That's 500 years to us. Actually, that's 500 years. New study suggests researchers believe that a focus on brewing, sharing, and hosting beer-centric festivals was integral to the ancient Wari culture's social stability for 500 years. That's from All That's Interesting. Dude, I want to party with them. Wanted, man who stole chainsaw saw by sticking it in his pants. This doesn't seem like a good move. A thief in Fresno, California, a.k.a. Florida, on Wednesday afternoon tried to steal a chainsaw from an equipment store, according to the Fresno Bee. Surveillance video shows a man shoving the chainsaw into his pants and using his jacket to cover the engine assembly. The suspect drove off in a silver late 1990s Ram pickup truck, according to the paper. The store's owner, Jeff Bennett, said he believes an accomplice was watching the location last week. This is from Huff Post. So is that a chainsaw in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? Or both. Maybe it's a chainsaw in your pants and you're happy to see me. And if you do have a chainsaw in your pants and you're happy to see me, I'm probably not going to have a good time. Finally, that swastika acre is going to get a name change. A Colorado city has voted the name Swastika Acres from a subdivision. KDVR-TV reports the Cherry Hills Village City Council voted unanimously Tuesday to approve a name change to Old Cherry Hills to prevent future controversy. So this thing has existed since World War II. I'm trying to imagine what it was like to live in that area during World War II. And you're like, hey, Frank, hey, do you know where Bobby is? Yeah, Bobby, he's over at Swastika Acres. Yeah, Swastika Acres, yeah. Let's go on over to Swastika Acres. And they just said, saying Swastika Acres for years, for decades, however long. And then finally, this is the time somebody says, dude, let's change it. Let's do that. It's current year. Let's do it. You know, it's always current year, by the way. Easter Bunny just threw down on the streets of Orlando. And what is probably downtown Orlando's weirdest fight yet, someone dressed as the Easter Bunny ran into an ongoing brawl and beat up a man on an Orange Avenue Sunday. This is from Orlando Weekly. And if you go to this page, pgnews.com/LZ, at least until about 3 or 4 today, you should get this link and check out the story. It's truly a beautiful story. Sponsored by pgnews.com/diner. Have a seat at the PG Diner and get daily email alerts at pgdiner.com/diner.